Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Mueller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Best joke of the day, Henry Bray. There he is.
Yay. Wow. After a long weekend, I look forward to seeing you on Monday.
And here I am.
And then it's over.
Here I am.
That was it.
I ain't much, but I'm
722, it's done. Yeah. Ready for a weekend, buddy.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Did you have a good weekend?
We did. Good to see you yesterday.
Yeah.
You did a little helping of me in the backyard there.
Yes, I did.
Appreciate that. Yeah. So
your James was in direction of us. So
yeah,
he was in charge for a while.
He was our leader.
He was. He's a pretty good kid.
Mm-hmm. Putting some stuff together.
Yep.
And,
yep.
So we crossed off a couple on the honey do list.
So anyway, it's kind of sad that someone comes together and wants to go down the new slide that we. And I didn't get to go down the new slide.
No, I think there's a weight limit on the new slide in the daycare.
Are you saying I'm overweight, or is the slide just can't help me?
I can't do it either. So one of the toddlers will have to be the first to initiate it today.
There. We should have put baby oil on that thing. Fly right over your backyard fence.
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
They would have fun for a while until they landed. No, I enjoyed my day yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we checked off on the honey-do list, the handyman list. We checked off jobs 1, 3, and 5.
Okay,
so turns out that we only do odd jobs.
Only do odd jobs, yes.
And we're off and running.
Yeah, and here we go. Hey, you know the correct spelling is school, is not school. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Some people put the second O before the first O, which is very wrong. Got to be very careful with that one.
Thank you, Arkansas schools.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The teacher was asking, give me a sentence which includes the words defense, defeat, and detail.
Okay.
You know, little Charlie's in the background going, I've got this one down.
That's Johnny's cousin.
Yes.
Little Charlie.
Yeah. Probably, yes. When a horse jumps over defense, defeat go first, then detail.
Again, thank you, Arkansas schools.
Yes. Speaking of Arkansas.
Yeah. What you got?
Walmart is opening a dental office in some of its stores, Phil.
Really?
Yep. There will be an express lane with people with 12 teeth or less.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah. Knock on the old enamel, you know? doesn't get much better.
You've been working pretty hard.
I have been.
Yeah. Yeah, the other thing that went wrong yesterday is I had a bottle of soda, which I don't do that very often, but it was hot.
Oh, here we go with that. Just go ahead and make fun of me all.
I ain't making fun of you.
Go ahead.
Because I'm kind of making fun of me, too. And so rode around in your truck, and then you backed it up, and you could hear this, like this, and you said, what is that? And I'm, not a mechanic, but I'm like, it sounds like the blower on your heater. You had the vent going, but it sounds like the motor's going bad, and because it sounded like it was coming, like, underneath the glove compartment.
Well, like then I go, it sounds like a leak.
Yeah, and then I said, it sounds like some sort of leak. What is that? And you shut the truck off. And it's still going. You were like, oh, man, there's always something going wrong here. And then I realized it was the cap wasn't quite on my soda bottle.
So relieved.
But we diagnosed the problem.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
We did. Right.
Yeah. After I'm swearing at my truck and everything else.
Oh, man, what's wrong next?
I tell you what.
We'll be back after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
My boss said, dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. So Civic Media told me, so today I dressed as Batman.
Yeah. Hey, you look, hey, keep the mask on. I got a haircut the other day. Yeah. This is no joke.
Looks good.
Yeah, this is no joke. There was an older lady in there waiting for a haircut. She gets up and she goes, huh, looks like you're dressed for Halloween already. Wow, good morning to you, too.
Got to grab your collar and say, like, no respect at all. No respect.
Hey, we don't throw away perfectly good food in the house here, Phil.
Don't you?
No. We put the leftovers in Tupperware and then in the fridge and then let it go bad, then throw it away.
Yeah.
How many people do that?
Oh, yeah, quite often.
But that's true.
Mm-hmm. Sadly.
I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows too high, Philip.
Mm.
She looked really surprised.
Yeah, she did. Oh, what do you do?
Yeah.
This is one that's been going around the daycare lately. What do you call a sheep who can sing and dance?
I don't know.
Lady Baba.
Lady Baba, yes.
Thank you.
Bum, 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 bum.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anything else you can baffle us with?
Yeah, I used to be a baker, but I couldn't... make enough dough.
Oh.
Yeah, so I loafed around instead.
Yeah, you loafed around. Yeah, yes. That was in the sixth grade comedy.
Was it?
I think so.
I mean, that's a little higher than the preschool.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
How does the penguin build its house?
Penguin build its house.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of how it would do it.
Yeah, it glues it together.
But penguins don't live in igloos, do they?
Well, this one did.
Oh, this one did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at the playground? Did you hear about the kidnapping at the playground?
Did they wake him up?
They woke him up.
Yeah.
It's no fair. Let's see here. Why do fish always know how much they weigh? Because they have their own scales.
So. Oh, I should have known.
No,
boy.
Yeah. I thought you would have got that
that's
one.
That's not even sixth grade comedy club there.
That's getting worse, isn't it?
Yeah, yep.
Well, all right. Do you have any more, or are you done for the day?
How is my wallet like an onion?
I've never seen your wallet, Phil.
That's funnier than the punchline.
I know it is. Only if people knew.
How is my wallet like an onion? Every time I open it, I cry.
Yeah, exactly. I've never seen you open it. So I wasn't.
Well, it's hard to. It's kind of stuck shut.
You igloed it together.
Yeah, igloed it together, yeah.
Hey, a man walks in a lumberjack company to apply for a job, Phil. The boss says, do you have any experience? Sure, the man says. I've cut down trees in the Sahara forest.
Really?
Yeah. The boss corrects him and says, you mean the Sahara Desert? The man replies, well, now. He did a really good job.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So, do you have a kicker?
I have a kicker.
I'm going to get out of the way here.
Yeah. Want to hear a joke about a piece of paper?
No.
Never mind. It's terrible.
I was going to
say. All right, buddy.
Nah. All right.
A young boy and his father are in a department store when they come across an elevator. The boy has never seen one before and watches in amazement as an elder woman steps in and closes the door. Moments later, the doors open again, and out steps a beautiful young woman. The boy turns to his dad and says, Dad, what just happened? The father, equally astonished, replies, I don't know, but go get your mother.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Yeah. So, anyway... any big plans for today, Philip?
Not too much. We're just kind of getting ready for the playoffs for volleyball and soccer and football and everything. The pairings came out over the weekend. So
now, did you know you couldn't? I tried to look at the pairings on Saturday morning
they were not up.
Oh, they were up, but you just couldn't get on because there were so many people on it.
But even later in the Saturday evening, I couldn't get on the site and open them up.
I was on there earlier in the Saturday afternoon.
And you got them?
Yeah. But it was so many. They said there were so many people that you couldn't get on there.
Lots of rumblings across the state about that. And there is every year.
Yeah, they are.
It happens. But certainly, some things don't add up. Teams go geographically.
I'm just gonna say the pink elephant in the room, all right?
Pink elephant in the room?
Yeah, the elephant in the stands in the room. Besides me.
Intoxicated there?
Anyway. So Ithaca beats Bangor.
Yep.
Okay. Ithaca goes undefeated.
Yep.
Nice ball club. Ithaca gets a number 3 seed. Bangor gets a number 1 seed.
Right.
Depends. So wrong.
Depends on what region you go to.
So wrong. So, yep. But that's just me.
Well, that's the only thing I said. And I think, you know, in the Bulldogs, they shy away from the Six Rivers, which I think is a good thing. You know, you're not going to see Potosi, Cassville, and Blackhawk and those kind of teams right away. But you only get one home game if you win.
That's wrong.
9-0, you should get more than one home
game. And here's, you know, a couple upset specials of the week. Watch Richland Center beat Darlington this Friday night.
You think so?
Yeah. Richland Center is one of those teams that's on that those kids believe in what they're doing. You know what I mean? They believe that they can win. So,
and they are playing their best football.
They're playing their best football. So, anyway, I got to go. I got work to do today, Phil.
Really? You must be sick.
Have a good day.
That's
be kind.
Old Hank Bray.